This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bob McDonnell is the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and he joins us on the long line from, I believe, his office in Richmond. General, how you doing?
Coy, good afternoon. Great to be with you again.
Absolutely. Appreciate your patience, and thank you so much for joining us. Tell me where you were last night when you were watching these historic events and just your general impression of the evening.
Well, I was at the Richmond Hotel with Congressman Eric Cantor's victory party at a great re-election. We also were there for the concession speech of Governor Jim Gilmore, who was very gracious, I thought, in his remarks and conceding to Mark Warner. You know, this was a day of great history in America with Barack Obama's election now to the presidency of the United States, obviously the first African-American ever to attain that position. It's a great story for our country, and with his rather humble beginnings, I think it shows that, you know, young people with talent and hard work and pursuing the American dream can be anything they want to be in this country. I think it should reaffirm everybody's faith in the greatness of our nation, and I think everybody now knows you can make it to any level in America. So that's a great story. Now, obviously, I was on the other side. I felt John McCain had the right combination of experience and judgment to lead the nation in this difficult time, and on taxes and spending and defense and energy, that he had the best ideas. Close race nationally, 51-48. Close race in Virginia, about 51-49. So we have a divided nation. But I think at this point, there'll be other times, Coy, to probably disagree on policy issues when the Congress comes back in January. But for now, I commend Senator Obama, President-elect Obama, for his achievement. He ran a great campaign, raised a ton of money, motivated a tremendous number of new people to come and get involved in the process. And in the course of that, made his name and history. So it's a good day. A good day for America.
We're talking with Bob McDonnell, the Attorney General of Virginia, and we're honored to have him on the program. Bob McDonnell, of course, the likely Republican nominee for governor here in Virginia. I was just telling folks last night when we were doing our special election return coverage that Virginia is about to get as political as the nation has been here over the next year, with all seats in the House of Delegates, in the General Assembly up for re-election, all the local elections, governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, all of this, of course, just a year away now here in Virginia. Tell us from where you sit now, look out over the following year, and give us your take about what we have to look forward to.
Well, you're correct. It's all the House of Delegates members, not the Senate, but and then, of course, the three top statewide offices. You know, this was an exceptional election in 2008. You had a historic election that we were either going to elect the first African-American or the first woman to high office in America. You had this extraordinary dynamic where 80% of the people said we were on the wrong track. And so Senator Obama did a better job explaining why his ideas would lead to more change, which is what people wanted, particularly on the economy, 90% saying that was their top issue. I think looking out next year, it's going to be a very different climate. You know, this election was about change, but it was on issues like Iraq and the economy and Afghanistan and energy and part of a referendum on the president. That's very different than what the issues will be as I run for governor next year here in Virginia, where people are going to want to know who's got the most innovative, common sense ideas that are going to get results on the issues that they care about, like education and transportation and higher ed and the environment and health care and government taxes and spending. I mean, that's what's going to dominate the discussion over the next year in Virginia. So it's very different electoral climates, but I will conclude by saying that Virginia's a competitive state. There's been a number of very close elections dating back to 2001, and I expect to have a very robust and competitive campaign. As you know, I hope to be unopposed here for the nomination. The other party's got three people running, and they'll decide their nominee in next June. And by then, I'll hope to have a united Republican team and look forward to taking on the Democrat nominee then.
We're talking with Bob McDonald, the Attorney General of Virginia. General, in the last segment, we were talking with Stephen Waldman, a best-selling author, and he's the editor-in-chief at BeliefNet.com, and one of the experts about the intersection of faith and religion and politics. And we were talking about the future of the Republican Party and the conversations now that are going to be taking place on that side of the aisle about the future direction of the party and how it's presented and the staging. And very interesting. And the seems sort of be the schism and tension between the sort of the moderate economic fiscal conservatives and the socially conservative of the far right wing of the party. And we certainly see that here in Virginia at times. Give us an idea of how you intend to reconcile that and bring that together to strengthen the party here in Virginia.
Well, I think those divisions are vastly overblown. You know, they come up on a handful of issues, and they get a disproportionate amount of press attention. But, you know, I think Republicans are very much united around their core themes of limited government and low taxes and regulation and litigation and real sense of respect for the rule of law and personal responsibility and individual accountability, and frankly, letting the private sector and free people make choices about how to spend their money as opposed to more government programs. So there are many other differences between the parties, but those are the core principles Republicans generally rally behind. I would say that Bill Bowling and I, as the candidates for governor and lieutenant governor, have broad support from people that would call themselves conservatives, moderates, and about everything in between. And so I think we have a very much a unified party. You know, the other party's got the same challenges. They've got people that are extremely liberal, and they've got people that are moderate, and people all the way in between on the left wing of the party, if you will. So I'm more interested in solutions as opposed to labels, and that's what I'm going to be talking about next year. Is you know, because I think Senator Obama proved that, and John McCain proved it to a degree. Is when they were the most effective, they were talking about how they were going to address solutions to problems dealing with gas prices and the war on terror and taxes and health care reform. That's what people really got engaged about, as opposed to, you know, the more broad-based attacks that attribute various name-calling to one candidate. Other people, you know, people may respond to that a little bit, but overall I think it really dumbs down the democracy. It creates less civility in the body politic and really doesn't contribute much to educating the voters on who's best for Virginia and for America. So I'm going to spend a lot of time unifying all the Republicans, and not just them, but we're going to spend a lot of time reaching out to independents and Democrats to say, look, you're interested in solutions. You want better roads and health care and cleaner waters and less government spending and make it easier to get your kids into UVA at a lower tuition. Vote with us, because here's what I'm going to do to make that happen. So I think that's what people want. They want solutions, not rhetoric.
Bob McDonald is the Attorney General of Virginia and the likely Republican nominee for governor. Virginia elects a new governor in November of 2009, just 1 year away, and the clock is already ticking. What was your take on the situation with the polls yesterday? Sort of Virginia made some national news with problems with some of the machines, and was that sort of overblown, you think, or do we have a situation that
No, it was overblown. What happened in a couple of precincts is with it have optical scan ballots, as some of the ballots got wet because of the inclement weather. People got the ballots and touched it against their coats, and then it had problems feeding into the machines. In another machine, some of the touch screen machines weren't they're wireless machines, but they weren't communicating in Chesterfield in one of the precincts, and so that had to be remedied. But overall, I would say Governor Kane and the State Board of Elections, working with my office, did a very good job anticipating a very high turnout. We had 50% more election officials than we had 4 years ago. We had about 40% more machines. Yes, there were some lines early on, but overall, between absentee ballot voting, which accounted for 12-13% of the overall voting in advance of the election, I think the election was conducted very well. We had very few problems overall at the polls. We resolved issues in advance dealing with things like what you can wear to the polls and whether we count military absentee ballots. Most of those things were resolved in advance. So all the feedback I've gotten, I got around a number of polls, but other than the waits in line, people felt that it was pretty well run, and I think that's good for Virginia. You know, I had a recount myself a couple years ago, and people felt like the election and the conduct of the canvass and the recount were done very well. Virginia law provides good answers to how do you do these things, and I think yesterday went very well by most people's account.
Now, I was going to ask you about that. We're talking with Bob McDonald, the Attorney General of Virginia. Here in the 5th District, we are tracking, as we speak, these numbers that are coming in
right.
The 5th District between Virgil Goode and Tom Perriello.
Right.
And explain to us how this works. You, of course, involved in a very well-publicized recount in your run for Attorney General.
Right.
How does that process work for folks who just don't know anything about it? Explain to us behind the scenes what might go on here over the next few weeks, because in all likelihood, we're looking at a possible recount in the 5th District.
It looks to be that close. So what happens initially is there are provisional ballots that are cast, and those are being reviewed today as part of what's called the canvass. And the canvass is over a period of 7 days, and most of it's done within a day. In the big jurisdictions, it might take two. But they go back and they double-check all of the machines, all of the paper tabulations to make sure that all the math was done correctly on election eve. Surprisingly, in my race, about 50% were off a little bit because, you know, people are tired, they make math errors, the machine just didn't get read right, whatever. And so that's being done in a canvass today. Part of that is also the provisional ballots cast by people who said they were titled to vote in a precinct, but their name wasn't on the voter rolls, and the electoral board makes a decision ballot by ballot as to whether the provisional ballots should count or not. Most of them end up not counting, has been the history. After the canvass is done, within 7 days, then there'll be an official report to the State Board of Elections as to who is the winner, and then the one party, whoever the losing party is, can request a recount. If it's in 1% of the total votes cast, they have the ability to request a recount. So if there's 100,000 votes cast, as long as it's within 1,000 votes, which it looks like this election will be, the losing candidate can ask for the recount. If it's within 0.5%, then that candidate's entitled to a recount at state expense. So that's the case. That was certainly the case in my race, winning by 323 on election night and then prevailing ultimately by 360. We had a state-funded recount, and it was handled very well. So I think the procedures are in place now based on my race. We know how to do these recounts. We know how to do them well. I'm sure each side probably has counsel involved now, lawyers to represent their interest, and if it gets to that point, I think it'll be fairly and accurately done.
Before we let you go, give us an idea what we might be looking at in the upcoming General Assembly session. I know this is going to be a budget year, so it's going to be very, very interesting. It'll be a little bit longer than normal, and it could be really longer than normal, although we're looking at a serious deficit for Virginia.
Right.
Give us an idea of what the General Assembly has before it and how that affects your race for governor next year, this serious deficit and the economic situation.
Well, the General Assembly only has the money that the good taxpayers send by their economic prosperity and hard work. And unfortunately, with the economic downturn, we're running about $2.5 billion behind for the biennium. That's about an 8% of the general fund budget short, which means lots of hard choices to make. The governor and I each cut our respective budgets about 10% already, but there's much more that needs to be done over the biennium, probably another $1 billion to be cut. So tough choices, and it's all about priorities, and the General Assembly will take their shot at that when the governor submits his budget. I think there'll be another attempt to try to improve transportation in Virginia that we got done, you know, a year ago, but part of it got set aside, and then there was a special session to fix it, and then without success. There'll be a lot of legislation, I assume, on the regular issues that affect Virginia government. The gangs, guns, drugs, criminal justice issues. There'll be health care issues to deal with access and cost. Certainly a lot of issues dealing with improving education in Virginia, and then the regular raft of bills dealing with reforming one part of the government or the other. It's probably too early to say what the top driving issue will be. Clearly the government, the budget, jobs, the economy, economic development will probably be the dominant issue this session.
Bob McDonald is the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and he joins us once a month on Charlottesville Right Now. Always great to talk to you. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. We really appreciate it.
All right, Corey, great to be with you. Sorry about those Hoos in overtime, but my alma mater, Notre Dame, lost in four overtime, so I'm feeling your pain.
There you go. Thanks so much. You take
care.
All
right, Corey, see you.
Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.